The MTV Movie Awards air tonight. Lest we forget, when MTV first started in 1981, the network broadcast wall-to-wall music videos. Now MTV is better known for reality shows and awards programs. It's pushed many of its music videos onto its secondary channels. A few competitors do show music videos, but they don't claim the clout MTV once enjoyed. Still, music videos are still being made, and NPR's Netta Ulaby wondered why.
Some bands have a visual element. Take Devo. Five guys in black turtlenecks and distinctively terraced red hats. Gerald Casale was one of Devo's founders.
Videos were so integrated with how people knew us and how people talked about us that I would say it was essential to our sales, because we didn't have the benefit of radio until into our third record when we finally had a hit with Whip It.
Whip It was a network staple in what was perhaps MTV's golden age. But Casale insists back in the 1980s, music videos were about more than selling records.
Well, I think it was a new dimension to an artist having a voice in the marketplace. And I think even what we did on our little budgets and do-it-yourself aesthetic, I think proved that things can matter. People still talk about them. People still like them. And it wasn't just us parading around, you know, egotistically going, look at me, look at me. I say, whip it.
Whip it good. Casale directed all of Devo's videos. He went on to make videos for other bands and TV commercials. Today, he views them as pretty much the same thing, except, he says, commercials are more honest.
Because, I mean, commerce and industry takes over, you know, and it's just reality.
Gwen Stefani's video for her latest single, Hollaback Girl, begins with the singer snapping a picture of her backup dancers with a limited edition digital camera she's credited with designing for HP. This goes beyond mere product placement. The buzzword now is co-branding. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. This Justin Timberlake song? A collaboration with McDonald's. The fast food company sponsored his last tour and refers to their association in its press release as a, quote, multidimensional global relationship. The music video also fluttered through one of the chain's commercials. I'm not here to waste your time. Pam Tarr is president of the Music Video Production Association.
There are many examples now of music videos and commercials being shot in the same production scenario, where either an advertiser or an ad agency and a record label get together and they pool their budget and basically know they're going to come out of the shoot with a commercial and with a music video.
At a time when name brands have become an omnipresent part of the culture, it's hardly surprising when they turn up in songs on their own. This wasn't co-branding. It seems Busta Rhymes and P. Diddy just liked the liquor. And Courvoisier sales spiked 30% when the song came out 2 years ago. Of course, pop music and products have been linked since the beginning of pop music. This Pepsi jingle was, in the late 1930s, a jukebox hit. Today, Pam Tarr says overt links between products and songs are not anomalies. They're expected.
Especially younger viewers have absolutely no problem with branding. In fact, often branding enhances content because it makes it more realistic.
This synergy between advertising and music exists in part because it's one of the few ways bands can afford to make videos. Musicians like doing them, but the market has changed. Witness MTV. This week, the network's flagship basic cable channel programmed less than 37 hours of music videos out of a 168-hour week. And with most powerhouse radio outlets reluctant to try new music, bands now look to break in commercials or TV shows like The O.C.
If anybody's going to be putting you into handcuffs, it's going to be me.
This band, Not a Surf, got its first break in the 1990s on MTV when its videos played alongside Nirvana's. Ben Weber is not a Surf's manager. He says now the band's music videos largely serve to decorate its website, the label's website, and if the musicians are lucky, MTV.com.
The video for the lead single Inside of Love was actually made by a college student as a project for one of her classes. And this woman made a video for them for no money that got played all over the world.
Watching terrible TV, it kills all thought.
Besides the challenge of just getting music videos made, bands now face another hurdle, making videos that look good on computers or cell phones, which, according to TechBuzz, are the next frontier for entertainment. Videos with interactive hotspots are already online. Gerald Casale made one for Perfect Circle's cover of Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
So as you're watching the video on the internet, you follow like some of the archival footage of Air Force planes bombing Iraq, and you click on it and it goes to a completely different menu, a different screen with information and with related other facts and other images. In other words, you know, you can have a deeper, more involved experience.
Casale acknowledges that interactive hotspots will probably be used to sell the clothing or cell phones seen in the videos. And he admits if Devo had the option, it would have sold stuff through its music videos, too.
Only our own. And if we do ever make a new record and we do make videos, I guarantee you, you will be able to click and get something as cool as the Red Hat.
Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
I'm Steve Inskeep.